Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I'm enjoying one from the Speyside region. It's a 12-year-old Glenrothes, which is a really smooth whiskey that's distilled in ex-sherry casks. So you have the fruitiness of the sherry, you know, coming through and mixing with the, you know, the nice taste of the whiskey itself. So it gives it a really smooth, warming taste. So Slangevar. So today, I want to speak about being a better person and I guess how much we want to actually be better people. And it stems from everything that's going on in the world at the moment with the coronavirus. And I'm looking online and I'm seeing people just making up crazy lines to just empty shelves of stuff like hand sanitizer, you know, toilet rolls and stuff like that. And I can't help but think they're being really selfish. You know, you've got people that are really at risk. You know, certain people over a certain age, so over 60-year-old and upwards, are the most at risk, or one of the groups that are most at risk. And they're the people that need the stuff that's being bulk bought by these idiots, I'm sorry, but idiots who are, you know, panicking and buying things that they really don't need a lot of, like toilet roll. It's not a stomach virus, you know, it's a respiratory virus. And buying something that you'd buy for a stomach bug to me makes no sense. But anyhow, so I see these people and I think it's been really, really selfish and just not thinking of the bigger picture and the community at large. The way we're going to get through this is looking out for each other as well as ourselves. So these guys that are buying in bulk for, you know, emptying shelves of toilet rolls, etc., they really annoy me. I'll be, you know, upfront. But anyway, so it made me think about, you know, we often talk about wanting to be better people and how we can become that. And I think to become a better person, you truly, truly have to want to be a better person. I mean, I think back when I was younger, I did some horrible things. You know, I was not a good kid growing up. And some things, you know, I'd like to think that I did because of the age I was. But maybe I was just like a horrible person. I mean, for example, when I was 4 years old, I threw a really bad tantrum fit while shopping with my mum, who was pregnant at the time. And she told me off. And as she told me off, I punched her in the stomach. Now, she was about, I don't know, 6-7 months pregnant at the time, so she was pretty extended. And I'd like to think that a 4-year-old doesn't throw a mean punch. And I mean, my mum, she didn't flinch or gave the impression I hurt her. But whenever I think of that moment, I think of what an idiotic thing to do. And especially because about, you know, 3 months after that, my sister was born. And early in her childhood, she developed kidney problems. One of them failed to work properly, so she had to take medication for a good chunk of her early years to, you know, to boost up her kidney that wasn't working properly. Now, the doctors and my mum assured me that it wasn't the result of my punch, you know, while she was pregnant. But then they would say that to a little boy, right? So I always feel that I attributed to my sister's health issues early on. If you skip forward a few years from then to when I was, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12 years old, I was pretty much a parent's nightmare. I lied often. I blamed my sister for things I did often. I stole from my mother's purse, even though we were so poor at the time. Our daily diet for about 5 years, and I kid you not, was cornflakes. You know, we'd have breakfast, lunch, and dinner was pretty much cornflakes. We may get a treat with some bread now and again, but it was really bad. This was like, you know, we were very, very poor. And it got so bad that my mum and her boyfriend at the time, who'd soon become our stepdad, sat me down at the kitchen table one afternoon and threw about £6.50, which might be, I don't know, the equivalent of $10 if you're doing a rough estimation. But he threw about £6.50 in loose change. So these were like pennies, 2 pence pieces, 10 pence pieces, which is UK money. And he threw them onto a plate in front of me. And then he said, "Go on, eat that. That's all we have left for a week because you keep taking everything else. We can't buy food, but we don't want you to starve, so take that." My mum, she was like stood beside him. She was in tears. And so was I. I mean, I was thinking, you know, had I really become this person that my stepdad, I guess, or boyfriend, or my mom's boyfriend, you know, was basically giving me all the money in the house. I mean, clearly he had, though, because less than a week later, I stole again from my mom's purse. But this time, it was my mom who took action. And so she marched me down to the local police station and had the desk sergeant talk to me. And that worked. I mean, it scared the crap out of me on two levels. First, Jill scared me. Just being near the cells made me a quivering wreck. And the desk sergeant took me, you know, behind the sort of booking area, if you like, and showed me what cells look like. And there was a couple of people in there. And it just, you know, it scared me as an 11-year-old boy. But it was the second part that really jolted me was the fact that it was my mum who marched me down. This is the woman that always forgave me and saw no wrong in me, despite the fact of the bad things I was doing and, you know, the hurt I was causing my family. So because it was my mum, that jolted me more than anything and made me realise something had to give. And thankfully, something did. One of my friends at the time told me about an institution called the Army Cadets. This is for kids in ages, I don't know, 13 to 18, I guess, who can learn about Army life and go on expeditions. And, you know, for an 11, 12-year-old kid at the time, best of all, you could fire real guns. So as a 12-year-old, you know, needing something to keep him busy, I was pretty much sold on this concept. But I didn't know how much me joining the Army Cadets was actually going to change my life. I found people that wanted to help you. I found a sense of belonging, of loyalty, and of wanting to do right. But I also found discipline and honour and respect for peers and elders. Simply put, I found what it's like to be an actual member of society. And I really believe that it took my life on a completely different path than the one I know I would have been on otherwise. From my time in the Cadets, I took away, you know, what it means to be a member of the bigger community, of how you stand up for your friends and protect the vulnerable. And that led me to taking up martial arts and the discipline of karate. And again, with the martial arts, I loved the discipline and the loyalty and the peer respect that it all brought. And I studied up until my brown belt, when unfortunately I was mugged. I had a really bad hand injury. And it made me step away, and I couldn't really do the things I needed to do or wanted to do as, you know, continued towards my black belt. So unfortunately, I had to stop training for the next belt. Now, I could probably have kept going, but I don't know. At the time, I just wanted to stop. But what karate did teach me was that everyone is equal. So the concept of I'm more skilled than you doesn't exist, because there's always a moment someone less experienced than you can take you by surprise. It also taught me to be a more patient and receptive person and accept that, you know, situations are never truly in your control. It's how you react that makes a difference. And it also showed me finally why we need to continuously strive to be a better person. I really believe that had I not made the decisions at that turning point when my mom took me down to the police station, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be the kind of husband I want to be for my wife, Jacqueline, or the father I want to be for my kids, Ewan and Salem, nor the kind of friend I want to be for those that are kind enough to take me on as a friend. For me, true friends are family, and I want to be able to act if I need to protect them and help them when I need, you know, when they need help. Now, I know I don't always get it right, and I still make some crap decisions, and I know it hurts people, but that's the thing with trying to be better than who you are. You do make mistakes and you will continue to do so. The hope is you'll learn from them. Being a good person is not a given. You can say, you know, all the stuff in the world about how good you are and how you look out for those around you. But if your actions don't back up your words, then you'll never be anything other than the person that said so much but delivered little. We don't have to be that person. We shouldn't be that person. Whether we are or not, though, comes down to one simple question. Do you want to be a better person truly? If so, the rest is up to you. And if you want to be a better person, you're not the person that buys 100 packs of toilet roll and hoards them in your basement or your garage or whatever. Anywho, guys, like I say, I was just looking at the news today or like this week and just getting really frustrated with what I was seeing people do and how that's impacting their neighbourhood, their own community, etc. And we don't have to be that way. There's enough to go around. And the people that really need it, you know, we should be prioritizing it for these guys. So don't be selfish. Anyway, guys, this has been another episode of Life Through a Dram. If you want to, you know, drop me a line about this week's episode, you know, you can do that by emailing Danny@DannyBrown.me. That's M for mother, E for Edward. Danny@DannyBrown.me. I'll leave the email in my show notes. So check that out. I always enjoy hearing from you and, you know, conversing with you about your thoughts on the show. Until next week, guys, be well, be safe, and be kind to each other. Slangevar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.